Good afternoon. Welcome to 3Tune Tuesday for Tuesday, June the 13th. I am, as always, very excited to have you here with me today as we embark on a delightful journey back through time. I am your host, Bonaparte, your Blind Skeleton, and you are listening to Blind Skeleton Online Radio. You have found your way to my cozy cottage in the countryside. Please come in. Everyone is welcome. Feel right at home. Find a very comfortable spot in one of our oversized Victorian chairs, plush with cushions. Sit back, close your eyes, and let yourself be transported back in time with me to the captivating world of the early 1920s. 3Tune Tuesday is my way of sharing the magic of early acoustically recorded songs that were recorded before the year roughly 1924 to 1925. These gems are all from my personal collection, each one very carefully selected to bring you a mix of familiar favorites and hidden treasures. Some may have a few scratches and pops here and there, but it only adds to their authenticity and charm. Each one is a treasure. So, get ready to be transported back to a bygone era as we kick off today's show. Sit back, relax, and let the wonderful melodies whisk you away. Today we're celebrating the Great American Songbook. This isn't actually an actual songbook. The Great American Songbook instead refers to a collection of popular songs and jazz standards that emerged from the early 20th century through the mid-20th century in the United States. It represents a very rich and influential era in American music, encompassing a wide range of genres such as Broadway musicals, film soundtracks, Tin Pan Alley compositions, of course, and jazz standards. The songs that are included in the Great American Songbook were written by some of the most renowned songwriters of the time, such as Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, Cole Porter, Jerome Kern, Harold Arlen, and many others. These songwriters crafted melodies and lyrics that have really stood the test of time. They've become beloved classics that continue to be performed and celebrated today. Many iconic performers, such as Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Nat King Cole, Billie Holiday, and Sarah Vaughan, have all contributed to popularizing and interpreting the songs from the Great American Songbook. These renditions have become definitive versions of these timeless compositions, but nonetheless, countless other musicians have performed their own versions as well. It is very much worth pointing out that there is no one definitive source of the songs that are included in the Great American Songbook. Undoubtedly, there would be different sources that have different songs included. For the most part, these are the songs that have become very well known and beloved by the music listening population. Our first song of the day, The Trail of the Lonesome Pine, was written by Harry Carroll and Ballard MacDonald in 1913. This was not a Tin Pan Alley song, but it was still part of the broader popular music landscape of the time. The song really gained prominence through its use in the stage musical The Girl of the Golden West by David Belasco. The success of the musical really helped to popularize the song, and it quickly became a hit. The song itself was inspired by a novel of the same name written by John Fox Jr., which was published in 1908. The novel depicted the rugged beauty of the Appalachian Mountains and told a story of love and conflict against the backdrop of the natural landscape. And if you have been to the Appalachian Mountains, you will truly understand just how beautiful and captivating they are. And if you have not been there, if you have the opportunity to do so, please do go visit. It's an absolutely phenomenal part of the landscape. So the writers, Carroll and MacDonald, were captivated by the emotional power of the novel and sought to create a song that would capture its essence. The lyrics of the song convey a sense of longing and melancholy both, as well as a yearning for love and companionship in the midst of solitude. Version of The Trail of the Lonesome Pine was sung by Walter Van Brunt on the Edison label. I don't typically get to play the Edison. It's always fun to be able to get to pull that one out and enjoy it. Before we move on to our next song, here's a couple of program notes to share. Tomorrow night, we are continuing our celebration of the Great American Songbook on Electric Dreams. Electric Dreams is a one-hour show where I get to share music from the early electrically recorded music of the era, typically between the years 1927 and 1937, give or take a few years occasionally on occasion. The show runs every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 8:30 p.m., with tomorrow being the next one. Next week, this three-tune Tuesday stream will not air at its regular time of noon Eastern Time, but will instead be streamed at a special time of 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. In its place, we'll have an episode of The Shadow instead. Our next song, Look for the Silver Lining, is a popular song with music by Jerome Kern and lyrics by B.G. De Silva. It was written in 1919 and has become a beloved standard of the Great American Songbook. The song was originally written for the musical Sally, which had premiered on Broadway in 1920. Sally tells the story of a young woman named Sally, who overcomes various challenges and setbacks in her life with a positive and optimistic attitude. The song, Look for the Silver Lining, serves as a pivotal moment in the musical, expressing the idea that even in the face of adversity, one should remain hopeful and seek out the positive aspects of life. The lyrics convey a message of resilience, encouraging listeners to find the silver lining in difficult situations. The song's melody is characterized by a very uplifting and catchy nature, complementing the optimistic lyrics. It has a memorable chorus that encourages listeners to, of course, look for the silver lining whenever clouds appear in the blue. The song is included in the Great American Songbook due to its enduring popularity, cultural significance, and its representation of the musical excellence and artistry of its time. It embodies the qualities and characteristics that define the songs within the Great American Songbook. It features a memorable melody, well-crafted lyrics, and a very universal theme that resonates with listeners across generations. The song's message, in fact, of optimism and finding hope in the face of adversity, is a recurring motive in many of the songs that are routinely put into the Great American Songbook. This song can also be considered a Tin Pan Alley song. Jerome Kern and B.G. De Silva, who composed it, were active participants in the Tin Pan Alley era. They had collaborated on numerous songs together and contributed quite widely to the flourishing music scene at the time. The version we have today is performed by Marion Harris on the Columbia label in 1921.
Love, 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 love.
And that was Look for the Silver Lining. That was on the Columbia label, as mentioned, played on my Victrola VV210. Now, I typically choose the songs that I get to play on Through Tune Tuesday, as well as Electric Dreams, but songs that I choose are not entirely decided by me. Everyone listening has the power to influence these shows. Swing by the Blind Skeleton website. There is a pull-down for exploring the collection that we have. Take a peek through, browse through the songs. There's a search function. And if there is a song that you find you really do want to hear, send in a request, and I will do my absolute best to bring that tune to life on one of the shows. Once I do, provided you have provided your email address along with it, I will send you a 10% off coupon for Skeleton Brew Coffee over at our sister site, skeletonbrew.coffee. That's just my little way of showing appreciation for your listening, participation, and interaction. Skeleton Brew Coffee, again, is found at skeletonbrew.coffee. It features a range of custom small batch roasted coffees. I do want to hear from you in more ways than one. I do love hearing comments, questions, and the like. Drop me an email at bonaparte@blindskeleton.one with whatever it is you have to say. Let me know what's on your mind. If you are on Twitter, you can come join in the conversation at @skeleton_one. I'd love to connect with you there. We're also on various other social media sites, such as Instagram, Facebook, and even Mastodon. So, come check us out and share some Blind Skeleton love. The last song we have today is one that should be familiar to most, by an artist that is familiar to most who are familiar with the early recorded era. The song, I'm Just Wild About Harry, was written by UB Blake with lyrics by Noble Sissel. It was written in 1921 and has definitely become one of the enduring classics of American popular music. It has a very familiar theme and refrain to it. The song was introduced in the Broadway musical Shuffle Along, which premiered in 1921. Shuffle Along itself holds some very historical significance as one of the first Broadway shows written and performed by African Americans. It played a vital role in the development of African American musical theater and paved the way for future productions. The song, I'm Just Wild About Harry, quickly became a standout number and gained widespread popularity. It's got a catchy melody and playful lyrics that captures the joy and exuberance of newfound love. It became a signature song for both UB Blake and Noble Sissel, really solidifying their place in American music history. The song has an infectious chorus, I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. It resonated with audiences over time, and has remained very memorable and recognizable. The song's inclusion in the Great American Songbook is a testament to its enduring appeal and its significance in American popular music history. It really does a very good job of representing the energy and spirit of the Roaring Twenties, a time when jazz and popular music were flourishing, and audiences were really captivated by the melodies and rhythms of the era. Now, the version that we're going to listen to is played by the illustrious Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, recorded in 1921. This is one of the many Paul Whiteman recordings that does not have any vocals in it. It is strictly an instrumental, but I do believe that you will still be beginning to hum and sing along with the chorus when it arrives. Thank you. that brings us to the end of our show for the day. I want to extend a very heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you for spending your half lunch hour with me and joining me on this journey through the sounds of yesteryear. Let's wrap things up, however, with a few announcements. Tomorrow night, of course, is Electric Dreams at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget about the special time of 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time for next week's 3-2 Tuesday. Tomorrow night's Electric Dreams will continue the exploration of the Great American Songbook with some early electrically recorded music played on various other machines that will play electrically recorded records. Remember, you can always stay up to date with the latest news, song requests, and more by visiting our website. You can catch us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and now Mastodon as well, for behind-the-scenes peeks, additional content, and just some amusing back and forth with your host here, Holy Park. If you are a lover of coffee, and I know many of you are, by all means, please do check out our special roasts at skeletonbrew.coffee. We recently added a few additional grinds to our roasts, so we now ship them as whole bean, coarse ground, drip ground, or fine ground. Do go check them out. There is undoubtedly a roast there that will fit your tastes. Once again, thank you for being part of the wonderful community. Your support and enthusiasm make this a really fun thing to do. Until we meet again, keep music alive in your hearts and enjoy the last few minutes as I do see the story lady sneaking in through the back like she is wont to do. She's undoubtedly got one or two really fantastic stories to tell you. Have a great afternoon.
Time once again for the story lady.
Hello, boys and girls. Today I'd like to tell you a story I call Davy Crockett. Once upon a time, there was a man named Davy Crockett who had quite a reputation as a frontier hero. He went around for some reason with a dead raccoon on his head, and for this reason, friends of his were always anxious to see him leave. As a result, he spent a lot of time alone in the woods. Here he met up with a would-be rock and roll singer who was even more weird than Davy. Davy would be quietly sneaking past a reservation when his sidekick would burst into song about how many Indians Davy had killed. One day, Davy went to Washington to become a congressman. Caught up in the spirit of politics, he decided to steal Mexico. He gathered some local losers, including a clown whose big accomplishment in life was the invention of a fish scaler called the Bowie knife. Together, they succeeded in occupying a mission called the Alamo. Here, Davy Crockett died in an argument with the Mexicans over who would get the royalties from the screen rights.
Thank you, Story Lady. Be with us next time, boys and girls, when the Story Lady tells the tender tale of the princess who grew a mustache. And now it's time once again for the Story Lady.
Hello, boys and girls. Today I'd like to tell you a story I call Oedipus and the Creamed Spinach. Once upon a time, there was a young boy named Oedipus, which was Greek for athlete's foot. This was a result of his father's forcing him to play Little League Baseball before Desinex was invented. One day, he paid a visit to the Delphic Oracle, a Greek newspaper that reported the news several years ahead of its competitors. "What would you like to know, Ed?" asked the Oracle. "What about my life in 20 years, replied Oedipus. "Sorry, your subscription only covers 15 years, said the Oracle, "by which time you will have killed your father and married your mother." What a disgusting revelation, thought Oedipus. After all, 13 years of his mother's cream spinach was already too much. So he did the only thing he could to prevent it from happening. He killed his mother and married his father.
Thank you, Story Lady. Be with us next time, boys and girls, when the story lady tells the shocking tale of the fairy godmother who short-circuited her magic wand and turned into a flashing Budweiser sign.